From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Large crowds of demonstrators marched through the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina late Thursday, a third night of protest against the Charlotte Police Department's handling of the controversial police shooting of an African-American man earlier in the week. VOA's Isha Sarai was out among the protesters.
We've marched over with them from Mayor Bearden Park to Trade and Tryon, which is kind of the center of Charlotte City. It's a pretty historic place where most of the protests have been going on the past couple days. We've seen a lot of riot police. They're being dispersed, but no signs of tear gas or rubber bullets yet. The streets are pretty full right now. So far, nothing's turned violent.
A young protester who was shot a day earlier died on Thursday. 26-year-old Justin Carr had been struck by a bullet as he stood outside a hotel in that neighborhood where the disorders took place, and police said they did not fire the fatal shot. Police contend that 43-year-old Keith Scott, who was shot by police on Tuesday, was holding a gun when they shot him. His family said Scott was unarmed and that he may have been simply carrying a book that he was reading. Police said they found the gun but could not find a book on the scene. America's top military officer, General Joseph Dunford, says that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for an airstrike on a U.N. humanitarian convoy in Syria. Dunford told lawmakers on Thursday that two Russian aircraft were in the area at the time the convoy was attacked. He also said he does not favor sharing military intelligence with Moscow in the Syrian conflict. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants say they have attacked a police station in the northeast of Kenya near the border with Somalia. Local residents told VOA's Somali service on condition of anonymity the militants fought with the police for more than 30 minutes using machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades. Al-Shabaab has vowed to continue attacks across the border in retaliation for Kenya's military operations in southern Somalia. Kenya sent troops to Somalia in 2011 to help the African Union combat Al-Shabaab. Afghanistan's unity government, after months of difficult negotiations, has signed a long-delayed draft peace agreement with the country's second-largest insurgent group, led by a fugitive warlord with a history of war crimes and rights abuses. The groundbreaking truce signed with Hizb-e Islami, the faction, comes amid reports and hopes that it might ease security challenges that are facing Afghanistan and encourage other insurgent groups fighting alongside the Taliban to join the peace process. This is the first peace agreement in the 15-year Afghan war the Taliban launched after it was ousted by a United States-led military coalition in 2001. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says his country was no longer in a survival mode after years of financial distress. He spoke to the United Nations General Assembly.
Since I spoke here last year, Greece has faced this great crisis standing force. Today, our discussion is no more about surviving crisis. Today, we focus on how, on the basis of political and financial stability, we can work towards economic growth, more effective and humane migration management, as well as peace and security in our broader neighborhood.
Prime Minister Tsipras said the refugee crisis is more than 60,000 migrants still stranded in Greece, and the Coast Guard continues to rescue thousands of people. President Obama awarded this year's National Medals in Arts and Humanities at the White House.
Today, the focus is on our recipients. And today's recipients of the National Medals of the Arts and the Humanities are poets, musicians, artists, journalists, professors, historians, and at least one chef.
And that chef is Jose Andres. Among the recipients are comedian Mel Brooks, composer Philip Glass, Broadway actress-singer Audra McDonald, trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, that is, and poet Luis Gluck.
That's the latest world news from VOA.